Jennifer, am I wrong in concluding that when parents say they don't want to force beliefs on their kids, that the kids should make up their own adult minds later down the road, that this is actually a recipe for atheism or agnosticism because kids naturally model their parents' behavior more than they do their words? Does that make sense?
I think it makes a lot of sense, and I think you're exactly right, and that's why I always kind of grimace when I hear well-meaning people say, like, well, I'm spiritual, but I'm raising my kids to be open-minded about religion. I think what doesn't occur to them is that they are effectively telling their children that objective truth does not exist. You know, because if you think that objective truth exists, then presumably you would tell that to your children. And so I think you're absolutely right that the subtle message is there that you're sending your kids is, I don't believe that objective truth exists, or if I do think it exists, I don't think it's really worth, you know, finding and looking for and following. So I think people need to really carefully think through those kind of messages.